Blackstone Audio presents Hitman, the untold story of Johnny Martirano, Whitey Bulger's enforcer, and the most feared gangster in the underworld, by Howie Carr. Once again, to Kathy, and to my mother. Prologue, Miami, 2008. Johnny Martirano was choosing his words carefully. It was September 17th, 2008, and he was sitting in the witness stand in a state courtroom in Miami. The 67-year-old hitman was being cross-examined in the murder trial of a corrupt FBI agent from Boston, John Joseph Connolly, Jr., better known as Zip, the nickname bestowed upon him by his underworld paymaster, the legendary gangster, Whitey Bulger. Zip Connolly was already more than 5 years into a 10-year federal sentence for racketeering. And now in Florida, he was facing life for the 1982 murder of a businessman who'd made the fatal mistake of throwing in with the Hill, the Winter Hill Gang of Boston, of which Johnny Martirano was a founding member. Martirano had actually pulled the trigger on the businessman, John Callahan, a good friend of his, the 20th and final murder of his career. But state prosecutors were contending that the murder at the airport in Fort Lauderdale had actually been orchestrated by the highly decorated FBI agent, as Zip Connolly was invariably described in the newspapers. Zip was accused of convincing the Hill that Callahan could implicate all of them, gangsters and FBI agents alike, in an earlier string of murders involving the takeover of a hi-fi company. At Zip Connolly's first trial for racketeering in Boston, Martirano had been the prosecution's chief witness, and Zip's attorneys hadn't been able to lay a glove on him. Now in Miami, another high-powered defense lawyer was having a go at Martirano, and he too was flailing. The lawyer, Manuel Casabile,